So we have two more speakers. Next, we're going to have a solidarity statement from Cheryl Labash. Cheryl Labash from Justice for Cuba Coalition in Detroit on behalf of the National Network for Cuba. And then Andreas Gomez will conclude this forum.
Thank you, Peta. And thank you to the organizers of this truly historic and wonderful event on behalf of the Cuban Five to allow us these couple of minutes to bring an announcement, and that is that the National Network on Cuba is an organization composed of 50 other organizations in solidarity with the Cuban Revolution. This national network has worked really since the dark days of the special period to build solidarity with Cuba and also fight for the freedom of the Five. We know that the Cuban people here inside the United States are facing increased restrictions and especially on their right to travel and to relate to their families in Cuba. And other people in the United States are being restricted on their right to travel and exchange with the people of Cuba through the travel ban. The blockade on Cuba is going to be debated at the United Nations in November. The National Network on Cuba is holding its annual meeting in New York City to correspond with that debate. We encourage all organizations and individuals to join us at that time. You can find out information at www.cubasolidarity.com. Break the blockade and free the Cuban Five.